We do enjoy on a Tuesday talking about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby Jonathan Wicks. Wixie, how are we doing?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everyone.
Mates, what's the word with juniors?
Fantastic. We've sorted out all our business when it comes to the country championships at Nelson Bay on the weekend. Congratulations to Honey, Illawarra and Central Coast. Central Coast was in all the finals, actually. So they've got a nice little progression of kids moving through. But a couple of titles for Hunter. So congratulations to Benny Emmett and all the crew that are running that. A great job. Of course, the pride of the Maitland Blacks, the Pubs and Crocs, and also, of course, the Darwin Mozzies. But, yeah, fantastic tournaments. We now move on to our country experiences. And going back to our experiences on Saturday there, mate, being the Hunter. Also on Friday night there with the North West Regional. And if that isn't enough, you, of course, Sundays there with the young tackers as well. So your easiest way of getting everybody registered to play juniors now is to go through australia.rugby or download the Rugby Explorer on the app. And you also get in touch with our development officer, Tim Davidson, via tim.davidson@nsw.rugby.
Senior rugby, there's plenty going on. The season is really heating up locally.
Yeah, fantastic. And certainly more games at home, which is good to see. Of course, the Brook finally got a game at home, but they're off to play East this weekend. So that'll be a bit of fun on Saturday for them to head down to the Phoenix. Also, of course, the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies are on the road to the Lorenz Gunnar Red Devils, who were well smashed on the weekend there by Walker after an undefeated start of the season. Also, the big game there, of course, has the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls taking on the Magirigule Moree Wee by the Bulls, while Barrabah takes on Pirates. Corindai takes on Pirates at home. So that should be quite a bit of fun there with two games there at Corindai Rugby Park. So good times ahead. Singon, of course, is back at home this weekend as well, so you can find out more through their website there, singonandrugbyclub.com.au. Also, of course, you can go through cnru.com.au and hunterrugby.com.au.
Yeah, those Bulls would be very happy. Three games in a row at home, and of course, they won all three grades against the Students last weekend. In Super Rugby, Wixie, I'm going to put it this way. I was disappointed in the Reds and the Rebels. I was pleasantly surprised by the Brumbies and the Force, and I'm still not sure what I am about the Warrantars.
I can't argue with you, mate. So I think, quite frankly, the Canterbury Crusaders will wonder how they beat the plus 500 ACT Brumbies as well.
Yeah.
But they have some interesting challenges on the weekend. And a really interesting game on the road against the Waikato Chiefs on Saturday night, which should be a ripper. That's on Stan. Of course, we've got the Waratahs playing on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that'll be against the crew there from the Auckland Blues. And Friday night, of course, some interesting games there with the Force.
Yeah.
Canterbury Crusaders take on the St George Bank Queensland Reds at Lang Park. And if there's not at least 104,000 heads through the gate at Lang Park, we aren't being fair. I mean, it's the summit clash. As I said, Canterbury will wonder how they won on the weekend, and the Brumbies have still got a sore head from losing two games in a row they shouldn't have lost. So really interesting times for the game. Once again, Auckland were outstanding against the Melbourne Rebels last week and really dominated that game that was on 9GEM. But interesting times ahead for the Harvey Norman Super Rugby Trans-Tasman experience.
Great weekend to look forward to. Now tell me, what's the word on the with the Lions?
Yeah, you can find out more through lionsrugby.com. Three test matches to back it up, two of them in Johannesburg at Ellis Park, and the Coastal Sharks will be playing a game. So that's how it's going to lead off. A couple of games there with the Golden Lions, the Coastal Sharks and the Western Stormers. South African A game, and then three test matches in a row with two in Joburg. So, yeah, you can find out more through lionsrugby.com. We'll hopefully tell you who the broadcaster is next week as well. It could be Fox Sports, but we'll find out about that in the fullness of time.
Kind of hoping it is, actually, because that's who I'm with. And women's sevens?
Yeah, great to see our women's ladies off and about. They're off to New Zealand for a couple of games. The likes of Charlotte Keslick, Shannon Perry, and also the wondrousness, which is Shani Williams. We'll be looking forward to hopefully making back-to-back gold medals in about 5 weeks' time. So they'll be over in New Zealand for games, which will be great to see. And also, of course, we've just got to mention a couple of finals. European Cup final with Will Skelton taking on Rory Arnold. Gee, we need those two guys back in Australian rugby.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be on Channel 515 on BN, which is on Sunday morning, as the Rochelle takes on the crew there from Toulouse. And also, if that isn't enough, on Stan on Saturday afternoon, we've got the grand final of the Japanese competition, which has been pillaging all our players, as the Sun Goliath with Bo Barrett take on the crew there from the Panasonic World Knights with Ben Gunther, a local boy who's just qualified for Japan. And he'll hopefully find his way through to the Japanese test team next week when they take on the British and Irish Lions at Murrayfield. But, yeah, I don't know how we're going to work it out between Australia and Japanese rugby, but Robbie Deans is in another grand final. And it's going to be interesting to see how that goes as well, because quite frankly, another sport that's pretty close to rugby has been trying to copy everything that the top league has been doing, but that is another story for another time and another mob.
Well, we will catch up again and talk more rugby on the Sideline View this Saturday. Wixie, as always, thank you, mate.
Thank you very much, Bear, and thanks to everybody for your support there on 91 2NM and also 2NM.com.au.